At least 31% of American women have been physically or sexually abused by a husband or boyfriend. One University of Missouri researcher has found that women with disabilities are at an even greater risk for physical, sexual, and emotional abuse. According to MU researcher Diane Smith, disabled women who are abused by spouses or caretakers are sometimes kept from participating in life activities that are important to them. This form of maltreatment is called occupational injustice.
For a woman with a disability, the restriction usually occurs by the perpetrator. Therefore, the woman with a disability isn't able to participate in these activities. The reason that it's more apt to happen to a woman with a disability is that they have less options for recourse, less options for participation if they don't have support from somebody else in their family or friends.
Smith says abuse can be refusing to help a woman with a disability get out of bed, locking her wheelchair, or placing physical barriers in the home. These layers of emotional abuse, which can be coupled with physical and sexual abuse, can cause women to spiral into low self-esteem or worse, says Smith. According to Smith, a remedy for such abuse is personal empowerment. Women with disabilities need to know they have resources and options for help. Frontline medical staff, such as emergency room personnel and caregivers, need to be more aware of occupational injustice. Smith's study, An Occupational Justice Perspective of Domestic Violence Against Women with Disabilities, was recently published in the Journal of Occupational Science. I'm Christian Basie with a Mizzou Spotlight on Science.